Track 4. Module 1. Listening 2. Page 15. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about different free time activities they take part in. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H each speaker's main reason for doing the activity. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker plans to do in the future. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks.
Never having been one for competitive sports, I was hard-pressed for ideas when told I needed to counteract the inevitable effects of my rather sedentary lifestyle. So, when a mate said she was going to break dancing classes, I asked if I could tag along. From the look on her face, she obviously thought I'd hate it. Much to her amazement, though, and mine, I took to it like a duck to water. It was hard work, but the pounds just fell off, and I had a brilliant time, even making new friends. Now I've been asked to join a team of volunteers that'll visit schools and teach breakdancing to the kids. That's a big thrill for me.
I was a big fan of comics as a kid. I've still got boxes of them in my parents' attic. Never the most outgoing of teenagers, I'd sit alone and copy the artwork, and the results weren't bad. Then I went to study for a degree in accountancy and got caught up in that. I wanted to build on my artistic ability somehow, not hark back to the comics, but take it on to the next level. So I'm creating a portfolio of digital cartoons with audio input to go on my website. I don't suppose I'll ever be a professional, but I think my stuff's passable, technically speaking, and people ought to find it amusing.
People are impressed to hear that after a week teaching 10-year-olds, I've got the energy left to be a clown at weekends. But I've always kept myself in reasonable shape, so I don't get tired and just seem to thrive on the sound of laughter. I do a bit of mime, stilt walking, juggling, and tell a few jokes, just for the fun of it, really. Though I do get booked for kids' parties and stuff. Next summer, I'll be appearing at a big arts festival, not because I want to get known or go professional or anything, more to support my friend, who's found some really hilarious sketches for us to do together. Should be an amazing experience.
Unfortunately, there isn't a rock choir in my area, so I've decided to set one up. As a teenager, I sang in a choir. I wasn't much good, but loved feeling part of a group, working towards a common goal. I didn't keep it up once I'd started work, too busy doing other stuff to miss it, I guess. But I did begin to feel a need to get my teeth into something that would stretch me, and remembered the choir had always given me that. Then I heard about the rock choir, where amateurs can sing along at a big concert just for fun. I was with 7,000 other singers in the National Football Stadium. Awesome!
I reckon there's lots of guys feel the way I did. So I've started a blog with a view to getting in touch with some, maybe even form a band. What happened was, I really wanted the world to know I could play the guitar just as well as my rock heroes. Sad fact was, though, I couldn't face the thought of performing in public. Even the school concert was like a major thing for me because I suffered from stage fright. That's why I signed up for the poetry reading sessions. I wanted to prove to myself that I could perform without feeling I was putting my guitar playing on the line too. It worked a treat.
Never having been one for competitive sports, I was hard-pressed for ideas when told I needed to counteract the inevitable effects of my rather sedentary lifestyle. So, when a mate said she was going to break dancing classes, I asked if I could tag along. From the look on her face, she obviously thought I'd hate it. Much to her amazement, though, and mine, I took to it like a duck to water. It was hard work, but the pounds just fell off, and I had a brilliant time, even making new friends. Now I've been asked to join a team of volunteers that'll visit schools and teach breakdancing to the kids. That's a big thrill for me.
I was a big fan of comics as a kid. I've still got boxes of them in my parents' attic. Never the most outgoing of teenagers, I'd sit alone and copy the artwork, and the results weren't bad. Then I went to study for a degree in accountancy and got caught up in that. I wanted to build on my artistic ability somehow, not hark back to the comics, but take it on to the next level. So I'm creating a portfolio of digital cartoons with audio input to go on my website. I don't suppose I'll ever be a professional, but I think my stuff's passable, technically speaking, and people ought to find it amusing.
People are impressed to hear that after a week teaching 10-year-olds, I've got the energy left to be a clown at weekends. But I've always kept myself in reasonable shape, so I don't get tired and just seem to thrive on the sound of laughter. I do a bit of mime, stilt walking, juggling, and tell a few jokes, just for the fun of it, really. Though I do get booked for kids' parties and stuff. Next summer, I'll be appearing at a big arts festival. Not because I want to get known or go professional or anything. More to support my friend, who's found some really hilarious sketches for us to do together. Should be an amazing experience.
Unfortunately, there isn't a rock choir in my area, so I've decided to set one up. As a teenager, I sang in a choir. I wasn't much good, but loved feeling part of a group, working towards a common goal. I didn't keep it up once I'd started work, too busy doing other stuff to miss it, I guess. But I did begin to feel a need to get my teeth into something that would stretch me, and remembered the choir had always given me that. Then I heard about the rock choir, where amateurs can sing along at a big concert just for fun. I was with 7,000 other singers in the National Football Stadium. Awesome!
I reckon there's lots of guys feel the way I did. So I've started a blog with a view to getting in touch with some. Maybe even form a band. What happened was, I really wanted the world to know I could play the guitar just as well as my rock heroes. Sad fact was, though, I couldn't face the thought of performing in public. Even the school concert was like a major thing for me because I suffered from stage fright. That's why I signed up for the poetry reading sessions. I wanted to prove to myself that I could perform without feeling I was putting my guitar playing on the line too. It worked a treat.